Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic discusses truth and lies. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Truth Over Lies by Betsy St. Amant, read by Leah Martin. Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14:6. Spoiler alert, not every thought we think is true. This seems obvious, but if you're like me, you need constant reminders of that fact. Just because something pops in my head doesn't mean it's true. Just because I think of it doesn't mean it's accurate. I tend to fall into this a lot when it comes to anxiety. I think a thought, maybe something about my health, or I assume something that happens is a sign or a warning, and before I know it, my train of thought is careening out of control down the track. On top of that, not every thought is even our own. Satan and his minions love to speak in personal pronouns, attempting to convince us that his accusations are from ourselves, and therefore they must be real. We're more likely to identify a lie if we're hearing, "You're such a such and such." But when it sounds like, "I am a such and such," it seems a lot more likely, doesn't it? Of course, we're capable of providing plenty of negative material from our sinful hearts. It's not always from the enemy camp. When we're not in fellowship with the Holy Spirit because of unconfessed sin, or we're caught up in the lures of the world, we're much more prone to drifting into a negative, condemning headspace. But what about those times we're progressing positively along in our spiritual walk and still hear the lies? Remember, at the end of the day, Satan is our accuser, Revelation 12. He loves to throw lies at us, leaving us to wallow in the confusion and self-condemnation that inevitably comes in his wake. Most of the time, his lies are as subtle as a whisper, but man, are they sticky. As a fiction author, I often make time to read reviews and see what readers are saying about my latest novel. I could read 20 good reviews and one negative one, and guess which one I'm going to dwell on the most? The negative is what sticks. When we listen to lies and believe them, we start to operate out of them and view everything around us through that lens. Then we spiral into creating self-fulfilling prophecies. For example, if I focus solely on that one bad review rather than all the good ones, I'll start to believe the lie that I'm not a good writer. Then I'm more likely to be tempted to give up on the ministry of writing that God's created me for. If I stop exercising the gift of writing and stop learning and growing in my craft, then I eventually will become a poor writer. See how quickly lies can escalate and propel us into bad decisions? You might not be an author reading your own reviews, but you have your thing, whatever that may be. Your insecurity might nest in your career or your role as a parent. Maybe you hear lies about your singing voice in the choir at church or about your ability at your job. Your lies might come in the form of guilt over not doing more or not being a good wife or a good caretaker. Whatever it is, step back and ask yourself if those accusations are from the Lord. I can almost guarantee you they're not. But when the Holy Spirit convicts, He nudges us gently with truth and in love. Conviction is not the same as condemnation. Are you feeling convicted or guilty? The Bible tells us the truth will set us free. John 8:31-32. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." It also says that Jesus himself is the truth, John 14:6. When the lies come, ask yourself, what is truth? The only way to know is to come back to God's word. What does the Bible say about your situation? What does Scripture reveal about your thoughts? When we confront lies with the gospel, they tend to fade away. They can't hold up to the piercing light of truth. The world is eager today to assure us with vain, empty platitudes of, "You're enough." But the truth is, we're not enough. Without Christ, we're nothing, and we have nothing to offer. But in Him, we live and move and have our being. Acts 17:28. Only the gospel can truly realign our hearts and our thoughts. Not the well wishes from the world, not the false security of empty praise, and surely not the false doctrine that we're worthy of just our own accord. Intersecting faith and life. Do you have trouble believing the truth over the lies of the enemy? What scripture can you memorize to remind yourself of truth when the lies get loud? Consider finding an accountability partner to confide in when you struggle to identify truth, and then build each other up. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Proverbs 27:17. For further reading, explore Revelation 12:9-12.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed, maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.